You're listening to Crown Point High School Bulldogs basketball live on Internet Radio's USA-365.com.
All right, the starting lineups for both programs, the Crown Point Bulldogs and the Michigan City Wolves. As mentioned, both teams coming in with 5 wins apiece. Both teams shaking hands. Crown Point in the all-red, red jersey tops, red slacks, white numerals front and back. The Michigan City Wolves white on white with gray numerals, light gray numerals on the front and back, as well as on the front of the uniform, MCHS, Michigan City High School, in navy. A navy trim down the side. We are getting set for the start of this one. Alex Thomas to jump at center with Sam Snodgrass. Either Crown Point will pick up their first win within the DAC, or 2-0 will Michigan City go in the conference. So much riding on this game here tonight. The ball tipped and controlled into the front court for the Crown Point Bulldogs. Matt Hanlon brings it front court to the left, feeds it for Gerodimus. Now a 3, Snodgrass from the top, rimming, no, and the leaping rebound controlled by Hanyard. And here comes Michigan City, front court to the right. Hanyard holds in between the circles, drops it down for Howard. Howard now on a return for Hanyard. Michigan City, of course, a difficult year it has been. They have lost 10 games this season, and left it at the key to put it by Howard. And Rayshon Howard with the field goal, and Michigan City opens up the scoring at 2-0 on the Crown Point Bulldogs. Crown Point front court to the left with Sammy Krutz at the left elbow. The pitch for Hanlon. Gerodimus on the right elbow, left-handed dribble. Snodgrass holds in between the circles. Now for Sammy Krutz. Krutz bounces it down low, and Gerodimus at the top. Here's Hanlon. Michigan City in their 2-3 zone. Crown Point looking into that zone. Here's Gerodimus. Loses his penetration and looks like we have a foul on Michigan City early. A minute 10 off the game clock. Evan Bush called for the foul. The 6'4 sophomore forward. Non-shooting foul for Crown Point. So they will get the ball front court left. Here's a dribble drive and leaving it as a ball taken away. Here comes Michigan City, front court left, into the front court. Here's Reed, the lead for Howard. Howard at the top of the lane, now goes for Hanyard. Will Hanyard working the point? Reed drops it down low. Here, drops it down low for Howard. Free throw lane jumper, Remy, no, for McCray, and looks like we have a foul on Michigan City, an offensive foul. So the foul called on Thomas, the 6'5 senior for the Michigan City Wolves. And here come the Crown Point Bulldogs trailing 2-0 with the basketball. Front court to the left with Matt Hanlon, who loses the ball. It was deflected by Hanyard. So Crown Point will keep the ball. 6:13 opening quarter, 2-0 Michigan City on top in their own gym. The Wolves then a beautiful facility here on the campus of Michigan City High School. Michigan City, as mentioned, 5-10, while Crown Point 5-8. Crown Point did pick up a win on January 13th against the Chesterton Trojans. That was, or the Griffith Panthers, I should say. The Griffith Panthers, that was a week ago last Saturday on the road. The last win to this point for Crown Point. Hanlon, a bounce for Krutz, goes down low as Decker loses the handle, and Decker called for the travel. So a turnover for the Crown Point Bulldogs. Michigan City gets the ball, bringing the ball inbounds. Thomas, as Thomas will bounce it straight ahead for Will Hanyard. Hanyard looking to the bench, looking to head coach John Boyd. Now dribbles with the right hand. Walks across the timeline into the front court right. Hanyard, a drop for Thomas, who loses the ball. And it comes out to the Crown Point Bulldogs. Gerodimus for Hanlon. Hanlon, front court right. Hanlon with the right-handed dribble. For Gerodimus, a 3, top of the key, triple it up. Elias Gerodimus with a 3-pointer, and Crown Point on the scores table, 3-2, the Bulldogs with the advantage. Coming up on 5:30, opening quarter here for Michigan City High School. As Sammy Krutz, a steal, Krutz with the right-handed dribble, drives into the paint, lets it go, no, and a foul in the act of shooting. So a foul on the Michigan City Wolves. It will be a shooting foul. The foul called on Rashawn Howard. So Howard called for the foul. That sends Krutz to the line. He makes good on the first. 4-2, the Bulldogs with the lead. If you're just joining us on USA-365.com and Indiana-sports.com, Krutz dribbling at the line. Looks to give the Bulldogs a one-possession lead. The form of a three-pointer does so. He hits them both. 5-2, the Bulldogs on top. Front court to the right as Reed pitches it out. Now Hainyard working in between the circles. The lead for Javion Reed. Reed with the right-handed dribble. Pull-up jumper right at the key. Rimming, no, and the leaping rebound controlled by Snodgrass. Here come the Crown Point Bulldogs. Red and red. White numerals front and back. Shade of white down the trim as Hanlon comes around a screen. Now Girodimus, left-handed dribble. Cuts to the basket from the left. Rimming, no, and the leaping rebound by Howard. Here comes Michigan City with Hanyard front court right. Michigan City looking for a field goal. They can tie the game with a three-pointer. Front court right, and we have a timeout called on Michigan City. We'll do the same. 5-2, the Bulldogs with the lead, 4:41, opening quarter for Michigan City. You're listening to USA-365.com.
Imagine your home equity setting you free. Imagine taking the trip of a lifetime, cooking in the kitchen of your dreams. Sunny afternoons in the pool, or providing a college education. A home equity loan from Horizon Bank can make it happen. With great rates and personalized service, Horizon can help you go further than you ever imagined. Talk to your Horizon advisor or apply online at horizonbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
You're listening to Crown Point High School Bulldogs basketball live on Internet Radio's USA-365.com.
Out of the Michigan City timeout, Wolves with the basketball. Crown Point with the lead, 5-2. Reed dribbles with the left hand, front court right for Michigan City. White on white with green numerals front and back. Navy lettering, MCHS above the numerals at the top. Hanyard works in between the circles, comes around a screen, airlifts a three, top of the key, triple it up. Triple up a three for Will Hanyard, the 6'3 senior, gives Michigan City their second field goal of the game and a 5-all tie between the Michigan City Wolves and the Crown Point Bulldogs. Crown Point with the basketball. Front court left. Girodimus with the right-handed dribble for Snodgrass. Now Hanlon works the point. Left-handed dribble near the timeline. Pitches it over for Krutz. Trying to go down low for Decker. Right at the key. Cash off the glass for Sam Decker. Crown Point regains the lead, 7-5, inside 4 minutes, opening quarter from the Wolves. Then here on the campus of Michigan City High School, Hanyard for Reed. Reed in the corner to the near. Goes over for Hanyard in between the circles. Hanyard guarded by Girodimus. No shot clock in high school basketball. Remember, take as much time off the clock. Look for the right shot. Hanyard, the pitch for Reed. Reed in between the circles, drops it down low. Now here's Reed once again. Reed with the left-handed dribble, penetration move, feeds it underneath as Thomas fights for the basket. No, and a foul. He'll go to the line for a couple. Foul on Crown Point. Sam Decker called for the foul as it will send Alex Thomas, the 6'5 senior, looking for his first point of the game. Arcs it up, and perfect on the first. 7-6 the lead for Crown Point. Thomas, however, can tie the game with the back end of his three throws. Looks like we're going to have Vince Smith about ready to check in for the Crown Point Bulldogs. Dejon Reddick's in for the game for the Michigan City Wolves. Sam Decker taking a seat. Dribbling to all right. Thomas lets it go and perfect on the second. So mark up a deadlock. A very competitive game here in the opening quarter. 7-7 between Crown Point and Michigan City. I'm Frank Sprinkle. So happy you could join us from the Wolves then for this DAC matchup between Crown Point and Michigan City. Both programs coming off DAC games. Crown Point losing on Saturday at home to Chesterton. Also on Saturday, Michigan City defeating LaPorte. Here's a steal by Reed. Left-handed layup to the netted cup. And Javion Reed with his first field goal gives Michigan City a 9-7 advantage. 2:45 downward spiral clock. Opening quarter from the Wolves then. Hanlon drives left to the key. Circus shot to left hand off the back. Iron offensive rebound. Hanlon. Here's Snodgrass. Right to the key. Jumper has it blocked. And the rebound controlled by Michigan City. Sherrod into the game for the Wolves. Here's Hanyar. Drops it down low as Howard is intended for Howard but taken away by the Crown Point Bulldogs. Crown Point in the front court left. Looking to tie the game. Crown Point has led it already here in the opening quarter. 9-7, Michigan City with the lead. Jiro Demas, the feed for Snodgrass. Snodgrass at the top, the pitch to the left for Crutz. Crutz tries to bounce it down low for Smith. Goes outside. Here's a three from the right corner. Triple it up for Sam Snodgrass. It's a three-pointer for Snodgrass. And we have a timeout on the floor. We'll do the same. 2 minutes remaining. 10-9, the lead for Crown Point. You're listening to USA-365.com.
As we begin a new year, this is a good time to resolve to do a better job, take better care of our families, and protect our hard-earned investments, property, and our health. Scott Angel, State Farm Insurance Agent, is here in Northwest Indiana to help people manage the risks of everyday life, recover from the unexpected, and realize their dreams. Whether you need auto, life, or fire insurance, or other financial services, Scott Angel is here to serve you. Learn more by calling 219-803-0669 or go online to www.scottangelsf.com. Scott Angel, State Farm Insurance, a proud sponsor of Crown Point Bulldogs basketball on USA-365.com.
You're listening to Crown Point High School Bulldogs basketball live on Internet Radio's USA-365.com.
Out of the Crown Point timeout, Michigan City with the lead at one. Or check that, Crown Point the lead at one. But Michigan City with the ball, they lose the ball. Here comes Matt Hanlon with the ball. Front court left, feeds it over for Crutz. A open three from the left wing. Rimming no, and the rebound controlled by Howard. Here comes Howard, cross court outlet for Keyshawn McGill. Into the game for the Michigan City Wolves. Michigan City trying to slow the tempo up. Trailing by one at 10-9 inside a minute and a half. Opening quarter here from the Wolves then. Now the pitch to the left corner. Here is Hanyard working on Crutz. Tries to feed it ahead for Reddix. Reddix a three from the right corner. Leaves it short. Nicks the iron. The rebound. Sammy Crutz flat-footed as the ball taken away by Michigan City. Sherrod with the steal. Hanyard works the point. Front court right for the Michigan City Wolves. Crown Point the lead at 10-9 inside the final minute for the opening quarter. Here's a drop for Howard down low. Howard tries to feed it down low for Sherrod, who loses the handle and out of bounds. It's going the other way. Crown Point with the ball. 51 seconds opening quarter, and Crown Point can add to their one-point edge at 10-9 here at Michigan City High School. Remember, as mentioned in the pregame show, this is where Crown Point lost to Merrillville in the sectional championship game almost 1 year ago. Snodgrass called for the travel as he was cutting the netted cup from the left. So with 44 seconds, Michigan City gets the ball. It looks like Reed coming back into the game, taking a seat Hanyard for Michigan City. Michigan City, white on white, green numerals front and back. On the front, MCHS spelled out in navy. Michigan City with the basketball looking to regain the lead as Reddix pitches it over for Bush. Now Bush holds, or check that, I should say Reed. Reed holds his dribble, feeds it over for McGill. McGill at the right elbow, the pitch for Reddix. Now pitches it over to the far sideline for Reed. Reed holds his dribble at the left elbow, counters on Snodgrass. Down to 10 seconds on the clock for the opening quarter. Crown Point a 10-9 lead. Reddix a baseline jumper. I mean, no. And a short leaping rebound by Snodgrass. Left-handed dribble. Front court left. Here's Cameron Pimentel. Airlifting a three. Leaves it short as the horn sounds for the opening quarter here from Michigan City High School. A very fun first quarter that has the Bulldogs on top 10-9 as we go to the second. I'm Frank Sprinkle. You're listening to Crown Point Bulldog Basketball on USA-365.com and Indiana-Sports.com.
Has your car had to stop in a hurry lately? Did your car come to a complete stop? If not, it might be time for new tires. Tires are the most important investment for a smooth and safe ride in your vehicle. After all, they are the only part of your vehicle touching the road. Levin is proud to be the tire and service expert since 1918. They have locations in Crown Point and Winfield, including four other locations in Northwest Indiana. They also offer free shuttle service, free Wi-Fi, and free coffee. No appointment is necessary. Call 800-475-5005 or visit LevinTireCenter.com. That's Levin Tire and Service Center, proud sponsor of Crown Point Bulldogs basketball on USA-365.com.